With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. A state legislative auditor says she's concerned about the town of St. Joseph's fiscal management after reviewing the town audit report for 2012 and 13. Assistant Louisiana Legislative Auditor Joy Irwin says the office will closely monitor the Tensaw Parish town's practices and determine over the next few months how to best proceed. Actions by the auditor's office could include bringing the town's financial practices to the attention of the state's Audit Advisory Council for review. Among the findings was the fact that the town did not timely file payroll tax returns or municipal retirement system forms. The report also says St. Joseph donated more than $9,000 to charitable or private organizations without cooperative endeavor agreements. Louisiana law requires such agreements to be made. A group of teachers and parents who support Common Core is asking a state judge to invalidate Governor Bobby Jindal's actions against the multi-state educational standards. District Judge Todd Hernandez is hearing arguments today in the preliminary injunction request. The Common Core standards are math and English benchmarks describing what students should know after completing each grade. Seven parents and two teachers, along with a charter school organization, sued Jindal after he suspended contracts the Education Department planned to use to buy testing material aligned with Common Core. The State Education Board joined in suing Jindal. They alleged that the governor violated constitutional provisions that establish authority over education policy in the state. Campaign finance reports show Republican Congressman and U.S. Senate candidate Bill Cassidy surpassing Democratic incumbent Senator Mary Landrieu when it comes to cash on hand. Louisiana Radio Network's Don Molino looks at the latest numbers.
The Federal Elections Commission website shows Cassidy with $5.6 million on hand, while Landrieu has $5.5 million. UL Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross says it's an important milestone for Cassidy.
Cassidy's reached kind of a symbolic milestone, if nothing else.
The polls have shown a tight race for some time, but Cross says this fundraising news might serve as a wake-up call to Landrieu.
She's got long ties with some of the people with deep pockets, so I think she needs to go back to those people.
Don Molino reporting.
This is KEDM News.